Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing 4 executive orders over the weekend to provide Americans help as the pandemic continues. One would pay a supplemental $400 in unemployment benefits. Democrats have been pressing for a renewal of $600 in those benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's executive orders simply aren't good enough.
The president's executive orders, described in one word, could be paltry. In 3 words, unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
Schumer spoke on ABC's This Week. Although seismologists say it's extremely rare for earthquakes to hit the east coast of the U.S., there remains a potential for more aftershocks after yesterday's magnitude 5.1 quake in North Carolina. There were no major damage reports and no injuries reported. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump says his new Postmaster General is trying to make the service self-sustaining, announcing on Friday he was changing key leadership positions. The president telling reporters yesterday the Postal Service has been losing huge amounts of money for decades. And he says of new PMG Louis DeJoy,
He's a very good businessman, he's very successful, and I know he wants to make the post office at least somewhat lose a lot less money.
DeJoy was a major donor to the president's campaign. He's already eliminated overtime for mail carriers. Arizona continues to deal with a long-running heat wave. The National Weather Service saying that yesterday Phoenix felt its 34th day this year with temperatures of over 110 degrees. And that beats 2011's record of 33 days. Last month was the hottest July in that city's history, the average day reaching 99 degrees. You can reach us online at usaradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the multi-alarm blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is a couple of hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she, her husband, and their dog were not injured in that fire. Basketball Hall of Famer Paul Westphal is getting treatment for brain cancer. New York Daily News columnist Mike Lupica made the announcement last night with the permission of his 69-year-old friend. Westphal led the Phoenix Suns to their first NBA championship series back in 1976 after being traded to the team by the Boston Celtics. He also led the Suns to their only other NBA finals in 1993 as that team's coach. And the biggest name in college football is joining several high-profile players and saying they want to play this season. However, they ultimately want to create a College Football Players Association. Among other demands, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence tweeting yesterday, "Let's work together to create a situation where we can play the game that all of us love." Again, remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This report is brought to you by a settlement with Equifax. Equifax denies that it did anything wrong. Your credit score is one factor lenders consider if you want to buy or rent a home, lease a car, or obtain a loan or credit card. Inaccurate information on your credit report could hurt your chances of getting a loan or credit card and result in you paying a higher interest rate. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia approved a nationwide settlement with Equifax, one of the leading credit reporting agencies, related to claims that it included inaccurate information on its credit reports about tax liens and civil judgments, including how they were disposed or described or that did not belong on the credit reports. Jim Francis, consumer law attorney.
Consumers damaged by an Equifax credit report containing an inaccurate civil judgment or tax lien may now participate in an alternative dispute resolution program to claim a $1,500 payment.
Affected consumers can participate in the alternative dispute resolution program until December 31st, 2021. Visit EquifaxPublicRecordSettlement.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's up to us, ladies and gentlemen. We the people. I mean, this is what our government is all about. At the very top, not at the bottom. I know elites would want us to be at the bottom, but the org chart was clearly defined by our founding fathers, and that is that these politicians serve at the behest of we the people. And we have a very, very important election coming up, as you know, and a statement has to be made by the American people if we're going to get this country back on track, and hopefully you are all in. Meanwhile, as the ruckus, and I guess ruckus is a mild term, but the civil unrest that's taking place, whether it's in Chicago, if you saw the footage of what happened there, I mean, and this isn't off of some beaten, I mean, this is the Miracle Mile in Chicago that all this insanity took place. And the devastation that's taking place, and what a lot of people are saying is like, wait a minute, this thing's getting out of control here. Now, is there going to be a reaction from, rest of, America that's going to say enough of this, looking at the lawlessness that's taking place? And where we find ourselves at is that, as our next guest, Bruce Thatcher, is saying, Americans may defend themselves if their governments don't or won't. He is the founder of History Speaks, author of Gun Mania. Says guns are a core element of American culture. Such cultural elements change only very slowly over many generations. Any attempt to politically excise guns from American culture will fail. They've been failing, right, Bruce Thatcher?
That's right, and they'll continue to fail. The statistics of what's happening, of what Americans are doing in response to what they perceive as government failures to do their job, are just staggering. All kinds of records being set on gun sales, and one of the most remarkable things about it is that perhaps 50% or so of those gun sales are to first-time buyers.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wall Street Journal reported that 58.2% of the gun sales in the first 6 months of this year are to Black Americans. Mm-hmm. So there's no demographic limitation to it.
Exactly.
Everybody, all Democrats are saying, in effect, I'm going to protect myself, and I have a right to do this.
Well, did you think it was ludicrous of Mayor Lightfoot? She said here recently, says, because here you got Chicago with, I mean, every weekend, I mean, you think you're tuning in for something from, remember Vietnam reports when we were growing up, and you hear about what was going on in Vietnam, you get these body counts, and every weekend it's like you get these body counts and these shootings that take place in Chicago, and she says, those guns are coming from outside of the state. Really?
Well, maybe they are, but what? So what?
Yeah.
I don't think they are coming from outside of the state, but so what if they
yes.
are?
Right.
The fact is that Americans are going to buy guns to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. When they came to, the first settlers came to North America, they brought guns with them. They brought mm-hmm. guns to Plymouth Rock and to Virginia. They brought those guns for hunting, yes, for sustenance, and for protection.
Exactly.
And they used those guns for 200 years mm-hmm. for those purposes. Having guns was even enforced by law with some of the colonies for a time. And then they used the guns to fight a revolution and gain our independence. The guns are absolutely glued into this country's culture,
mm-hmm.
and the reaction of people who feel helpless with any other with their governments
mm-hmm.
is going to be to use their rights.
It's a critical redress to a runaway government, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, we're the only country in the world where the government is subservient to the people, theoretically,
right.
And we're the only country in the world that has a right of the citizens to own personal guns written right into the Constitution. And we've heard, listened for years about from people, the anti-gun people, who say this is just absolutely awful. This is passé. We don't need to do it. We need to get rid of it. And now we're saying, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the attacks on the NRA from, you know, the state of New York?
Well, I think that it is political, of course. I think that two or three things are going on. One is divert attention away from the reality of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That is a tactic that I think I see a lot among politicians. But I think that attacks on the NRA are essentially an element to blame somebody else,
mm-hmm.
to divert the public attention to let's go after this. It was setting up a straw man, an evil entity that they can try to knock down.
But isn't this the same thing, though, they did with the Tea Parties? They took them off the field of play?
Yes.
To me, is so blatant that it's like, wait a minute, the NRA has, here's one of Donald Trump's key constituencies. We're going to cut them off at the ankles in a similar way that Barack Obama and, Lois Lerner, the IRS, did with the Tea Parties. And other conservative groups, and probably affected, I don't know, 6 to 8 voting cycles. And even to this day, many of those never attained their tax exemption as requested, and they should have gotten, but it wasn't about to be given under a Democratic-controlled, administration.
They are. It may very well be that that's what's going on. I think that that a lot of the stuff that we see right on the surface has underlying reasons just like that.
Mm-hmm.
The election is about extending control over
right.
2 or 3 or 4 election cycles, or maybe forever.
Exactly. Well, it's like COVID, Bruce. I mean, what they're doing with COVID, the fear factor, psychological damage that's taking place over COVID-19. I'll guarantee you, if there had been a Democrat administration in play right now, which in the past there have been similar situations, you could argue, whether it's Ebola or AIDS or whatever whatever disease that has come upon the country, it's like one big yawn. But right now, because it's the Republicans, it's a pig pile event brought to you by the mainstream media and those on the left, and to scare the holy what have you, and in the process hijack our liberties, basically.
Well, I think that's true. I really do think it's true. From where I live in the hill country of Texas, life seems to be going on pretty much as normal, although you see social distancing and masks and so forth when you go in town. But we have guests who come down from Austin and tell us what it's like living in Austin, and it's just surreal. It's just incredible.
Right.
And it goes back to, in my opinion, it goes back to fear, and it's a fear that's generated by the politicians and the press.
Well, good point, because fear is that next curve that we've got to bend. You know, we bent the disease. We had to bend the curve, you know, for the disease as it was continuing to climb and make its impact. But we have to approach fear in the same manner, because it is debilitating and it compromises the core of our liberties. Bruce Thatcher, he's the author of Gun Mania, and more from him after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
And we're talking to my good friend, Bruce Thatcher, author of several books. Maybe you've followed him and you've got each one in your library, and it is excellent because Bruce is, you know, like me. He's got a passion for history, and this is why he founded History Speaks Today. The books that he's delivered to us over the years, Adamant Aggressors, How to Recognize and Deal with Them. I mean, you know, this is kind of like what's happening right now. We have adamant aggressors on the streets of America, and we don't know how to deal with them. You know, we're just letting them run wild until finally they hit a nerve, as I was talking with Bruce offline, is that right now they're hitting businesses for the most part. There's been some attacks on homes. We saw what happened in St. Louis with the McCloskeys and how they took down a gate of a private residency, a residential area. And but these are all peaceful protesters somehow, even though they destroyed property, and you've got citizens protecting themselves, and because they did, they're indicted, and they're going to have to pay all kinds of money in order to remedy their situation. Thank you very much, the state of Missouri. Another book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. I mean, it is an excellent... Well, I'll tell you, if you ever wanted to know anything about immigration and how we got in the mess that we're in, and even good immigration laws, it's right there in that book, Rise and Decline, a very powerful book that Bruce has given us, is where we are and what we can do about it. Rise and Decline, not of empire, although some empires are cited in the book, but America, you know, what is going on and where we are at this point. And of course, his latest book called Gun Mania. But, Bruce, these books, I mean, you have chronicled the trajectory of America. And here we're brought to this point where we have riotous behavior, lawlessness has taken place. And, you know, what's the end game here? You know, a lot of people think that, well, on November the 4th, everything will be over because of this, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, that this is a manifestation of Donald Trump's presidency. This is a manifestation of our society and the breakdown of our moral integrity, isn't it?
I think it is. It goes back about 50, 60, 70 years where it started. It goes back to our educational systems where... We stopped teaching history. It's hard enough to get the lessons from history, even if you study it. But you can't get the lessons, of course, if you're not even presented with them. We stopped teaching history. We stopped teaching civics. We went to moral relativism in our attitudes about everything, so that everything is okay.
You have your truth. I have my truth. Kumbaya. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you get down to where we are today, and you say to somebody, "Well, this is not what our values are. This is a violation of what America is all about." And the answer you get, I think, from a lot of people is, "Well, where do you get that?" Or, "Well, we need to change because that's all passé." And it's really hard to come against that. I talk to people who feel that way, who have grown up under that educational system. And some of them know what's happening, but a lot of them, there's just no discussing it. Their reality is whatever they feel they would like to do. It can really hit a tipping point.
Yeah. Well, I think we're close here, Bruce. I mean, look at what's happening. Like you mentioned, gun sales have been on such an increase. I mean, we have more guns out there than population. So what does that tell you? I mean, the security of everyday Americans is in question right now. And, of course, brought to you every evening in the evening news, we see, you know, cities being burnt down and police being defunded. What do you think's going to happen? I mean, people are going to start, you know, ammoing up. They're starting to fortify. I mean, I see this. I see the signs and the trajectory, and I think, well, this is really dangerous because we're setting ourselves up. We're becoming a powder keg. That if we can, I mean, look what happened with George Floyd. I mean, that was one powder keg that went off, but we have multiple ammunition dumps, so to speak, or potential powder kegs in different aspects of our society that could just create some catastrophic explosion that could be quite devastating. And I don't know, maybe that's where America needs to go to finally get to the point to appreciate, you know, the free America that we took for granted.
I hope that's not where we need to go, but I also fear that's where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue that we're in a civil war.
Yes.
It's sort of like a Cold War civil war and has been for a few decades,
mm-hmm.
but it's really heating up.
Yeah.
And
it's all about power, Bruce, because listen for the Democrats. Listen to their response. It's crickets. You know, they're not offering any remedy. All they're doing is inflaming the situation all the more because, as Lindsey Graham pointed out very emotionally during the Kavanaugh hearings, if you'll recall, and clearly more and more this becomes the case, and it's becoming clearer and clearer in this year of vision 2020 that we're living in, and that is their lust for power is so evident. It's stifling.
It's incredible to see people, and I see people who get elected to go to Washington, and they're full of idealistic things they want to get done, and within about a year, most of them are sucked into the corruption of that city.
And yeah, if anything's systemic, it's that, isn't it?
It is. Good mm-hmm. point. There may be systemic problems in this country, surely there are, but that's probably right at the top of the peak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the corruption is rampant. I mean, at every turn, what we're finding out in the FBI now with these emails and, you know, investigations coming up, we're still waiting. A friend of mine had texted me yesterday and said, here we are all these months down the road, and where's the Durham report? Are we going to end up, is the Durham report going to be politicized? Is the Justice Department going to be politicized as it was under Comey, but from a different direction, and saying, oh, we can't deal with this because we're so close to election and we don't want to influence a national election. Is that what we're having to deal with, this delay? I mean, like, you can defer the truth somehow? At what expense?
Well, the reality is, I think, is that all the government agencies, the Justice Department, may be populated mostly with people who, quote, want to uphold the law and do the right things, but they've been conditioned over the years mm-hmm. to an ideology where their view of the right things is different than mm-hmm. mine is,
right.
Often. And you become a pessimist. You just say, well, this is the way it's going to be, and so will a report come out before election? I'd bet against it.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens, Bruce. You and I have been in business. We've been around, you know, the circle enough to understand and appreciate there's organizational inertia. A lot of people want to say, well, most of the FBI, you know, they're good people, 99%. It doesn't matter. All it takes is 1%, less than 1% to ruin
right.
the whole batch here. I mean, we've got bureaucracies, we've got paradigms that have been well established that all you got to do with the truth is just circumvent it an iota, and it's no longer the truth, right?
That's right. And it becomes the propaganda and the disinformation tool mm-hmm. to serve some particular political end. You mentioned a statistic there. It just flashed back to what we talked about, the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA represents only about, I don't know, 6 or 8% of all the gun owners in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that if New York actually thought by getting rid of the NRA they'd get rid of guns, they're nuts. They know better.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rid of the NRA they're trying to get rid of the NRA just simply for political.
Exactly. Because they know for 6 to 8%, you know, from as a political force, they have communication channels. If you take them off the field of play, you interrupt those communication channels.
That's right.
And this could have an effect on the election. I mean, we're worried about mail-in voting and all this other fraud stuff taking place. And then meanwhile, right before our very eyes, in a sense, is this manipulation in disqualifying votes and the process, right?
Right.
Also very dangerous. Bruce Thatcher, always a pleasure and honor to have you on the show. Real quick, History Speaks, the website?
HistorySpeaksToday.com.
This is sponsored by Wells Fargo. More than 37 million people, including more than 11 million children, lived in a food insecure household in the U.S. Then a pandemic hit. Now, More than 54 million people may face hunger. Since the coronavirus began, food banks have seen surges in demand, declines in food donations, and fewer volunteers. Casey Marsh is the Chief Development Officer at Feeding America.
Our network of food banks distributed 20% more food in March compared to average months. This is the perfect storm, and we need your help now more than ever. We estimate that 18 million children this year may not know where their next meal is coming from as a result of the pandemic.
Wells Fargo is teaming up with Feeding America to transform key locations into drive-up food banks throughout the summer. Find a location to help near you, wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing 4 executive orders over the weekend to provide Americans help as the pandemic continues. One would pay a supplemental $400 in unemployment benefits. Democrats have been pressing for a renewal of $600 in those benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's executive orders simply aren't good enough.
The president's executive orders, described in one word, could be paltry in 3 words: unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
Schumer spoke on ABC's This Week. Although seismologists say it's extremely rare for earthquakes to hit the east coast of the U.S., there remains a potential for more aftershocks after yesterday's magnitude 5.1 quake in North Carolina. There were no major damage reports and no injuries reported. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, do not grow weary in doing good. We are closer. If nothing else, we're closer to November the 3rd and Election Day when we know that all things will be solved and we will get out of this madness. We could only hope that that would be the case in some cases. Some are suggesting that that will resolve COVID-19. All it's going to take is November 4th. But meanwhile, we're getting ourselves all exercised over this this pandemic. And I understand, look, I'm not mocking it in any means. I mean, it's serious, but we're common sense Americans. I mean, the history of this country and how we've been able to deal with this, but we've become unhinged. And as I was discussing with Bruce Thatcher a moment ago, at the core of all this is the breakdown in morality. I mean, when you know, as our founding father said, the Constitution is designed for a moral people. And when you let go of your morality, you let go of the foundational glue behind all these freedoms that we enjoy. So it's all a manifestation right now. I mean, this is really it. I mean, you know, some people get nervous when you talk about morality because, and they should, because they understand that their own moral judgment has been compromised. And here we are. We buy into these narratives from anonymous and this fake news, and we have reporters reporting on peaceful protests as buildings are burning in the background, and we've been conditioned to accept this lie. Are you kidding me? You know, what is going on? And then, of course, then we've got this, this vote by mail. And it's made to seem like, oh, it's just the Republicans who are stopping vote. How dare they in the age of, COVID? And, this seems to be a logical solution. Well, on the surface, it does, until you realize what happens. I mean, we do have a voting by mail process right now. You know, it's called absentee ballot. You can apply for one. And it's all qualified and done, in a way that protects the integrity of the voting process. But Tom Borelli joins us now, Dr. Borelli, who often comes on to talk about all things, climate and that sort of thing. Tom is a contributor, Conservative Review, columnist. As a columnist, he's written for townhall.com, The Times, Washington Times, Newsmax magazine, and on and on. He also hosts radio programs on Sirius XM Patriot, and of course his wife Denine Borelli, the big troublemaker of the family. I'm just teasing, Tom. You know that we love Denine, and we love both your spirits and in pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, and keeping us on track. How you doing, Tom? Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Hey, it is a happy Monday. It really is. We've made it this far, and we're fighting the good fight. You know, as I was just sharing with the audience, and you had commented in the Twitterverse about CNN's dishonesty on universal vote by mail. I mean, we're being pushed a narrative that is it's so prejudicial and political that it's disgusting. I mean, after all that we've gone through about Russian interference, it's like, well, let's just have domestic interference and let's bring in vote by mail, right?
Well, absolutely, Bill. And again, the most important thing to realize, if you take a big step back, is the fact that former Vice President Joe Biden is a horrible candidate. He's so far left because of the interests of Senator Bernie Sanders, Representative Ocasio-Cortez, that he's really nothing but an empty vessel filled with now socialism policies. And the Democrats know that. So I think they believe the only way Biden can get elected is if they cheat. Mm-hmm. And the best way to cheat is to carpet bomb states like California and Nevada with ballots. Mm-hmm. And we all know these voter registration rolls are way out of date.
Right.
They send them to dead people. They send them to people who no longer live there.
Well, 3 million, 3 million, Tom, in California alone, according to Judicial Watch, they did get them to admit to at least 1.5 million, but they still haven't removed those names from the rosters.
Correct. I believe the 1.5 is only in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so
could,
just
yeah.
Imagine. Millions of ballots just floating around. There's no good that can come from that. At mm-hmm. the end of the day, it's still going to be chaos, because if it's a closed election, we're not going to know who's present, because they have to count these ballots.
Well, they've been ballot harvesting. They've made it legal in California to ballot harvest, and this is why you had seven voting districts that were traditionally red turn blue within one voting cycle. Tom, you know as well as I do, that's near impossible to convert a voting district. I don't care if it's blue, red. You can't turn it over in one voting cycle unless there's just such an incredible amount of corruption that becomes so obvious that the people have no choice, but that very rarely happens. But to turn seven districts in California overnight like that, I mean, come on, that stinks to high heaven.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it is cheating, no doubt about that, because Biden's a horrible candidate. But look what just happened in the New York primaries for, I think it was District 12, between Carolyn Maloney and a Mr. Patel. I think they finally called it for Maloney, but it came about a month and a half after the original vote.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I think a large percent of those mail-in ballots were thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time for a state to really figure out how to do mail-in voting. In theory, it can work. It has worked in some states. But like in Nevada, they just flipped it, the whole idea of mail-in voting in a very rushed session
right.
of their legislature, and the governor signed it. So they're going to have the same situation as California. Registered voter is going to get a ballot, and there's going to be ballot harvesting. And no good's going to come from that, and Nevada's a swing state.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the other thing that people need to consider here in terms of, I mean, the way this whole process is being, potentially delayed. And as you say, I mean, if we had anything like what happened in New York happen on a federal level, I mean, you know, when there is that transition of power, I mean, the incoming administration needs to hit the ground running. I mean, that was some of the post-critical consideration about the Trump administration, was that they didn't hit the ground running like past administrations, that some of these delays were very costly. And, you know, that may be the case. But now, if you've got delays in the announcement of who the president is going to be, what kind of impact is that going to have on the formation of this new administration and the transition that will take place?
Well, Bill, it'll be utter chaos. Mm. And, you know, let's look at our foreign adversaries like China. Right. They would just love to have that sort of chaos in our system of elections.
And, well, Putin's already laughing as it is. Look at, I don't think he created as much chaos as much as the ghost of, Vladimir Putin created.
No, absolutely. And China, which is going to be all over this. And again, this is why the Democrats their quest for power really puts the American citizen at a very low consideration on all their policies. But there's nothing more important than the integrity of our democratic elections.
How desperate are they, Tom?
It's mail-in voting.
Mm-hmm. How desperate? Yeah, how desperate are they, you know, for power and where they are right now? I mean, the Democratic Party, if they do not win, I think the party crashes and burns, and we're talking years to rebuild because how they have, you know, just sold, they've sold the farm on this new Green Deal in some form or fashion and this socialist trajectory. And it's already been proven that 70% of America, you know, doesn't like what they're selling. But, you know, they know better, just like with the Obama administration, and they're going to shove it down the people's throats. But if they don't make it, what do you think is going to happen to them?
Bill, that's a great point. It's something that I always think about and talk about with Deneen Borelli as well, is that when you boil it down, the Democrats are really desperate because, look, they've lost a huge part of their coalition, the blue-collar worker. And the Green New Deal will do nothing for those workers that will actually export jobs to China. So they made their marriage with the radical environmentalists at the cost of blue-collar workers.
Without a doubt. And, of course, they're losing Hispanics and black America as well.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-501-HIT for more information.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers veteran's tip of the day.
Now with more
orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You got it?
Your time, your okay. The fight, you
don't you love this song? I mean, if nothing else, I mean, this is one of those workout songs, right, huh? Oh, yeah. It's time for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. Time for a comeback on all levels of the American way of life. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. And we have the plugged in senior associate editor. Yes, we're honored to have him with us, Paul Acey. Focus on the families, pluggedin.com. Mr. Paul, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. How's it going there in Colorado Springs? I mean, are churches coming together, or do you have crazy mayors that want to disconnect your utilities because more than 10 people are meeting? I mean, are you dealing with the same? I happen to be on the West Coast here right now, so it's kind of interesting, you know, even just by observation. I will tell you this. A lot of Trump signs out. Throughout the state of California, you know, where I'm at in California, in Southern California, not one Biden. I have not seen one Biden banner up. Not one.
Interesting.
And I'm starting to see signs up that say impeach Newsom, which is similar to the way it handled with Gray Davis when, you know, he got voted out or he got, you know, kicked out of office. The people of California are just about to their wits' end. Churches still, I mean, there are some churches. John MacArthur has taken a stand and he's starting to lead some churches along with some other pastors that I'm aware of to say, no, this is ridiculous. We're, you know, this is our constitutional right, you know, to assemble and to have church, and we're starting to meet. And I got to tell you, I'm disappointed with some congregations and some churches that I don't know if they just don't trust God, if they really just don't believe that this was an institution established by Jesus Christ Himself, and that. You know, somehow we're to cower. Now, I understand for a short period of time, okay, prudence say, all right, let's be careful here. But this has gone way too long. I mean, America and the people of faith are being held hostage through this whole COVID-19 experience.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting around here. I think that churches are fairly split. We don't have sort of the rules that apparently you guys are dealing with there. Churches are slowly being allowed to meet. You do have some gathering here and there, but churches are really dealing with it in a variety of ways. I know that a lot of them are trying to social distance, but you know how church is. People hug, people get together, they want to,
right.
They want to commune together, they want to fellowship together, and so sometimes that can feel very strange to, you know, sort of worship God and yet stay 6 feet apart. So churches are...
Yeah, but it can manage, Paul, but, you know, it's like you say, the government is allowing the church. It's not the government's position to allow people. That has already been predetermined in our U.S. Constitution under the First Amendment. And if you choose, like any of the other amendments, the Bill of Rights, any other part of the Constitution, that you choose not to practice, that's on you. Right?
No, I totally hear that. My own church, I go to a very huge church around here. It is actually still meeting online. We have not been able to meet in person for a long time. It's a decision that the leaders have made, and I'm fine with that. But I can completely understand folks who really want to get together. I mean,
look at Paul. I want you to go to that. I want you to go to that church and that pastor and take that big rod with you and throw it down on the ground so it'll turn into a snake and say, "Look it, set my people free."
Well, we are very communal people, and we're designed to be in fellowship. You know, and
right.
I think that makes this a very, very difficult season for so many people. I mean, I am an introvert. I thought that I could spend a good 3 or 4 months not seeing anybody, even me, someone who really just loves to read his books, write his stories. I long for community.
Exactly.
I long to see my family and friends, and so that has been a difficult season for me, and I think it has been obviously for everybody.
Paul, I'm not suggesting by any means that we throw caution to the wind. We need to be responsible. Social distancing, washing hands, all these things that we were told to do, which, you know, our parents and grandparents have told us over the years. Wash your hands! You know, that kind of deal. And of course, yes, so much a part of the Christian community and churches is that social interaction. It's that hugging. You know, I, the book of Proverbs talks about that aptly spoken word. Sometimes it's an apt expression of, you know, familiarity, you know, touch that can be so significant. And this is what we've put on hold. But we don't do those things without, you know, without risk, number one, and without consequence. And
right.
Just like you said, I mean, you're sitting there going, wow, I'm missing this. Well, you know, the entire spectrum of humanity, when you are deprived of touch and, you know, community like this, I mean, it runs the whole spectrum. And even as Donald Trump said early on, we got to be careful not to let the cure be worse than the disease itself. And I think in some cases, we're there. I mean, you know, suicide rate amongst teens, suicide rate, 167 a day. And I'm not saying it's all because of COVID. I think that COVID is exacerbating the issue. And, you know, we've had suicide problems in our community for a long time because I think that stems from, you know, other serious moral and internal issues that need to be addressed. But COVID, no doubt, because of all the fear of us being isolated for this length of time, it's only exacerbating the problem.
Yeah, I would agree. And as a person who has struggled with depression in my life, this really, the whole COVID situation really does play havoc with people's minds. I mean,
exactly.
Depression is inherently an isolating condition, and when you're isolated even more, it just leads to bad things. This is having a toll, definitely on mental health for sure.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about Plugged In's reviews of movies like An American Pickle. What's going on?
American Pickle. This is, if you are feeling a little bit down, a little bit sad, American Pickle may be a cure for that. Who knows? It is on HBO Max. It's a Seth Rogen comedy. And, you know, I'm sure you've talked with Adam enough to know that Seth Rogen comedies do not tend to fall in plugged-in sweet spot very often. Very rarely.
Yes.
Family friends.
Well, that's why I'm flinching right now. You don't see me, but I'm flinching. You know, you mentioned Seth Rogen, and you got to think, okay, what yellow brick road are you taking me down now, Paul?
That's exactly it. But it's actually, in a strange sort of way, a sweet story. It's sort of a family story. Mm-hmm. So Seth Rogen plays two characters. Herschel Greenbaum is an old emigrant to the United States. He's a Jewish immigrant from Eastern Europe. He falls in this pickle brine, and he's brined for 100 years.
He looks like Fiddler on the Roof or something. You know, so.
He really does. He pops up. He's just fine, but he has to deal with a culture that has a century of history. He meets his great-grandchild, who's really working hard on an app that decides whether companies are ethical or not. The two like each other for about 10 minutes, and then they have a huge falling out. And Herschel storms off, and he decides to create his own pickle company to show Ben, the younger Greenbaum, how it's done. This is a remarkably sweet story in a way, because it talks about sometimes the generational divide that we experience with our own family members. You know, I think that older folks can see younger whippersnappers and say, you know, they really don't have any grounding. They're just sort of fly by that. They don't understand what's important. Mm-hmm. Younger people can look at their elders and say, how can you say such insensitive things? Why are you stuck in the past? This story actually shows something that I think we've lost in this country, the ability to disagree with each other, sometimes roll our eyes at what maybe one another says and still respect and love one another and find wisdom in what other people have to say, despite the differences, despite the flaws. Now, this is a PG-13 movie. It definitely has some problems. There are some spiritual rough spots that people are going to have to soldier through if they want to watch this. It is still a Seth Rogen comedy, but for your typical Seth Rogen movie, this actually has a lot of heft to it, and a sweetness that I was not expecting from a pickle movie.
On HBO, right?
On HBO Max, that's correct.
Okay, let's talk about Secret Garden.
Secret Garden, everybody probably knows the story of the Secret Garden. This is a PG remake of that classic children's story. Now, it's been made into movies probably 4 or 5 times now. This may be the best of the bunch in a way. Colin Firth stars as the old Lord McCreevy, or Craven, excuse me, Lord Craven. He runs this house. He lives in this house. There's this young girl who comes. She's been orphaned. She comes to live with Lord Craven and discovers a lot of mysteries in this house, including a child that turns out to be Lord Craven's sickly son, and, of course, the titular Secret Garden that has a lot of interesting elements all to its own. Like, the entire household has sort of forgotten about this garden. It has a lot of sadness and a lot of mystery to it. And slowly, Mary and the Lord's son, Colin, and a boy named Dickon bring this garden back. And sort of is this story.
Sweet story, without a doubt.
It really is.
Well, you got to check out, ladies and gentlemen, PluggedIn.com. We're grateful for Paul Acey coming on. You'll read reviews on Waiting for the Barbarians, Work It, Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Seabiscuit is back, too. So a lot of good stuff there for you to check out. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.